Where in the world is Janet Yellen? We'll share. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the 4th day of April, and welcome aboard. In other news, we've got some tips on avoiding tax scams, a partly personal story about an obvious Medicare scam that's heating up. You know, it's been a while since we talked about the wacky platform X that was once Twitter, but now we have a new update. Be careful what you say. That would be a good message for officials of the central bank. Conflicting words caused Wall Street to bottom out late today. We'll have those details in the Wall Street Report. And finally, Ford is shelving some electric vehicle manufacturing in favor of focusing on hybrids. We'll share that with you as well. Let's go.
Insight on business, news, and comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot, TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent, FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and this is the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful that you're along for the ride again today. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is in China for 5 days. It's a trip that's going to focus on a host of issues between that nation and the U.S. The Associated Press is reporting that there are tensions over Chinese government support for the manufacturing of electric vehicles and solar panels, just as the U.S. government ramps up its own aid for those tech sectors. There are differences in trade, ownership of TikTok, access to computer chips, and national security. All of them a risk to what has become a carefully managed relationship. And then if you add in China's support of Russia in Ukraine and munitions showing up in Iran and Lebanon, you got more than enough to talk about. And by the way, this marks Yellen's third trip to China. Wall Street closed sharply lower. Why? Well, some central bank officials are now suggesting that maybe there will be rate cuts this year, while another Fed official suggested there may be no rate cuts in 2024. Investors panicked, and Wall Street dropped like a rock in the final hour of trade. I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. Yeah, it's tax season, and that means folks will no doubt fall for a tax scam of some sort. The AP is reporting that last year, the IRS received over 294,000 identity theft complaints. The IRS says taxpayers who are victims of tax-related identity theft wait an average of 19 months for the IRS to process their returns and send their refunds. In addition, scammers work on several emotions to get you to send them money or turn over personal information. Those emotions are fear, urgency, and, of course, money. For example, when a scammer contacts you via phone or email, they'll use language that makes it seem like there's a problem that you need to solve, and it works like this. A scammer contacts you over email or phone telling you that your tax return has an error, and if you don't fix it immediately, you'll get in trouble. And then there is the urgent request for information. Because scammers are good at creating a sense of urgency, people tend to rush, which makes them vulnerable. Scammers often tell people they need to act right away, which can lead them to sharing private information such as their social security numbers. And of course, then there's the money angle. A scammer might impersonate a tax professional or the IRS, saying you will get a bigger refund than you expect if you pay them for their service or share your personal information. Finally, understand the IRS rarely, if ever, will make contact by phone or email. The way the IRS contacts taxpayers is through the U.S. mail. Now you know. How about a personal story about what seems to be a Medicare scam? Over the past week, I've received 3 phone calls from individuals claiming to be from Medicare. The first clue that it's a scam is the incoming phone number, and it's usually from the 515 area code, which is here in central Iowa. The scammer comes on the line after about 2 seconds and identifies themselves. The caller is always female and always with a thick foreign accent. They will then ask you if you've received your new Medicare card. They will then ask if they have your zip code correct. Do they have your name spelled correctly? And then they'll ask the dates Medicare Part A and B took effect. The final nail in the coffin is this. Now remember, they say they are with Medicare. And at this point, they will ask you to read off your Medicare numbers. And then they've got you. Word is, be careful. You know, it's been several weeks since our last report about the wacky social media platform now known as X, which was Twitter. Now its owner Elon Musk, he's playing around with offering selected people the blue verified checkmark. The AP is reporting that the platform has begun restoring complimentary blue checks to some of its users, the latest unexpected shift to cause a lot of confusion. If you remember, last year, X began issuing verification checks only to those who paid the starting price of $8 a month. And they would strip verification badges from many celebrities and other prominent accounts because there was no pay there. All of that led to confusion, complaints, and a large number of fake accounts pretending to be someone else, blue check included. But late Wednesday night and early on Thursday, numerous users reported seeing the blue checks return to their accounts or appear for the first time, despite the fact that they were not paying for premium services on X. Last week, Musk said that all X accounts with more than 2,500 verified subscriber followers would get premium features, which includes a checkmark. It was going to be for free. And that accounts with over 5,000 would get Premium Plus for free. But we're not sure what Premium Plus means, and X did not respond to an inquiry by the Associated Press. All right, this is interesting. Over 23 hours ago, Fed Chair Jerome Powell said we would see interest rate cuts this year. But then, at roughly 2 o'clock this afternoon, a number of Fed officials seemed to downplay Powell's comments. Minneapolis Fed President Neil Kashkari, speaking at a virtual question and answer session, said that more progress on inflation was needed to be seen before cutting interest rates. He further cautioned that it was possible the Fed might not deliver rate cuts if inflation stalled. Meanwhile, Cleveland Fed President Loretta Meester, at an event, also said that there is more evidence that needed to happen that inflation was actually coming down. Additionally, Chicago Fed President Austin Goolsbee echoed Meester's and Kashkari's messaging and said that policymakers want to be more convinced that inflation was moving toward their 2% target. Why am I sharing all of that? Because all of that talk spooked Wall Street and the markets came crashing down. At the bell, the Dow was off by 530 points to close at 38,596, while the Nasdaq fell by 228 points to end the day at 16,049, and the S&P 500 shed 64 points to close at 5147. And at news time, West Texas Intermediate crude had another positive day, gaining $1.39 or $86.82 a barrel. The yield on the 10-year Treasury fell to 4.309%. And finally, there is this, and this is once again a peek into the shrinking impact of electric vehicles. Ford is putting an all-electric SUV on the back burner to focus on its hybrid options. Electric vehicle production was set to start in 2025 at the automaker's Canadian plant in Oakville, Ontario, but Ford has pushed those plans back to 2027 as it waits for the new EV market to mature. Manufacturers have widely faced setbacks with their EV plans due to slower than expected adoption and high production costs. The Oakville plant employs 2,700 people, and while some employees will stay on during the transformation to a hub for electric vehicle manufacturing, Ford says there will be layoffs. Why focus on hybrids? Well, get this. Ford's hybrid sales were up 42% year over year, compared to 2.6% for internal combustion engine vehicles. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.